I like the changing seasons. God made the seasons. The Bible says in Genesis 8, verse 22, after Noah and his family came out of the ark, God said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And so we have changing seasons. Here in California, we're having an extremely hot summer. In the winter, we had a cold winter. I was looking forward to summer. Now as summer is here, I can hardly do anything. Yesterday, I was working all day in the hangar where I have my old airplane. It was 109 degrees in the shade yesterday. Can you imagine what the temperature was inside the airplane? It's terrible, this kind of heat. I look forward to heaven when everything will be just right. Well, there are seasons to everything. Agricultural year has its seasons. When I was a little boy, we lived in the country for a while. And we had this huge area, and so my father and mother decided to have a large garden with a lot of corn. It's like a field of corn and a lot of tomatoes. My mother went down to buy this little tomato starters, the little plants. And she said, how much are they? And the man said, a penny a piece. She said, give me $2 worth. We had 200 starters, and they all grew into tomatoes. We had good soil. So we went away to camp meeting and came home, and the weeds were taller than the tomato plants. So my dad had a problem. How are we going to weed this huge garden of tomatoes? And so there was my sister and I, and our two cousins were with us for a couple of weeks. And so he came up with a plan to motivate us. He said, okay, today we're going to have estate planning. That is, each of you have a farm. You develop your farm. You go out and find a place, and then you pull weeds in the shape of a house. Then you pull weeds in the shape of a barn. Then you pull weeds in the shape of outbuildings and pull weeds to show where the driveway is and the road out front. And so we were so excited developing our own unique estates that we didn't realize that he was actually getting us to weed the garden. But the garden got weeded. So there are cycles. We plant the seed, we care for the plant, then we pick the fruit. And people go in cycles through their life. A baby that's born is born with an egocentricism, an ego problem. When things aren't comfortable, they cry and they scream. They want me first. They want what's best for them. Then they grow up little by little. They learn, they develop, they make progress, and eventually they come to the last stage, which is they have developed skills and characters so they actually contribute to society. They contribute to the lives of others. Faith has its seasons too. A new Christian is often focused on the promises and the blessings, the reward. What can God do for me? The next stage is, what can God do in me? How can he grow me to be a better person? How can he develop my character? And thirdly, what can God do through me? A mature Christian, mature faith, begins to ask, what can God do through me to help other people? Another way to look at it, the milk of the word, Paul said it's time to get off the milk and onto the meat of the word. The milk of the word is like, what can God do? The meat is, what does God stand for? And finally, what do I stand for? In other words, with milk, I am fed. Babies are fed. And then getting onto the meat or the solid food, I begin to feed myself. And then finally, I become a chef. What do I stand for so that I can feed others? When our daughter was a little girl, she liked to help the elderly because she was in homeschool. And my wife would bake loaves of bread and go out and visit church members that were shut in or just elderly, always with a loaf of bread. And so our daughter Amy would bake little loaves of bread in little pans, and she was so excited. They would go to nursing homes or senior centers, And they would go looking for people that might be lonely and wanting to cheer them up. She would sing them a song and give them a loaf of bread. Teaching children to serve others is so important. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.